This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It is noon on 94 WIP, along with Mike Sielski and my pal Ray Dinger came in today. I'm Glenn Mack now. Okay. I wrote something down, and hopefully I'll be able to give this to you. For more than 31 years, 20 of them as a full-time host, and the last 11 of them on weekends, I have had the pleasure of sitting in these studios, sharing my thoughts about Philadelphia sports, celebrating and suffering with this marvelous fan base. I've worked with talented partners and producers. I have wrestled with bosses and always tried to be honest in my opinions. I've had the privilege of seeing amazing performances on the field, on the ice, on the court. I got to broadcast two championship parades. To be honest, I thought there were going to be more of those, but I'll take two. And now it's time to put down the headset. I will be retiring from WIP this summer, sometime in July. I still love this job. It has never been a job, but I am at the age where time becomes the biggest currency, and I have so many things that I want to do. I want to see all those states and countries that I've never been to. I want to pursue this acting thing, which I really enjoy. I want to write another book. I want to spend more time with my dad and with my grandsons. I am incredibly lucky in that I've got four generations of family that I can enjoy. So hopefully they won't get tired of me hanging around more. I've been so fortunate throughout my career. I literally get paid to talk about sports and TV, to write about movies, and to drink beer. That is my job. That is my profession. I could not have written it up better as a 21-year-old. So I will be here for another few months. So I've got plenty of time to thank people and reminisce. But I do want to mention a few of them now. I have had, as I said, outstanding partners at 94 WIP, 610 WIP, and then 94. Starting with Jody McDonald, who helped teach me the business back in 1993 when I moved over from the Enquirer. And Jody, who I have the pleasure of being reunited with for the past couple of years. I hope I get to listen to Jody Mack a lot more on this station for years to come when I leave. I love listening to, talking to Jody Mack. Ray Dinger, who's here in the studios. How fortuitous. Ray and I hosted weekend shows for 21 years. And that was never work. That was hanging around with a good friend, chatting for 3 hours, talking over coffee or beer, or in Ray's case, a 48-ounce Diet Coke. We would sometimes forget that the mics were on, and we would just shoot the bull and keep going right through the queue for a commercial. It was great. And more recently, Mike. I've had the pleasure of working with you, Mike. You're smart and you're witty and you picked up this business and its differences from newspapers immediately. Again, I look forward to hearing your astute opinions on this station for years to come. WIP needs more people like Mike Sielski. And there are others. Big Daddy Graham, Anthony Gargano, all of my Eagles pregame partners, Ike and Hugh, Ross Tucker, Dave Spadaro, Rube. It is a long list. Special appreciation has to go to Angelo Cataldi. Angelo helped me land this job in the first place. Angelo was the backbone of this station for three decades, and I hope he is enjoying his retirement. I may have to get some tips from him. Hell, I may have to hang around with him in retirement. That'll be fun. I appreciate WIP management. Rod Lakin and David Yadgaroff, who made it clear that I could work here as long as I wished. At least I think that's what they said. And most of all, I appreciate the listeners. Radio is a very personal medium. You invite us into your car while you're running errands, or your home while you're paying bills or making lunch or whatever. Even if we never meet, there is a relationship there. And I've learned over the years, having met so many of you, what that means. It's why we go beyond just talking about sports on WIP. I meet listeners every week who years later will remember my son's high school wrestling career, or want advice on knee replacement surgery, or want to tell me their favorite TV show that I somehow missed and I should be watching. We're a community. WIP and its listeners are a community, and we've shared moments, great and horrible. We've shared those championships and those great teams. And I was on the air when 9/11 occurred, and we all cried that day and days after, but we all helped each other get through it on the radio. We went through the pandemic together. And while it was a challenge to design programming when there were no games, Ray can speak to that. I appreciate that WIP was there to entertain people and the community going even during that time. We found out how valuable sports talk radio and WIP was when there were no sports. It was illuminating for me. So that's it. My first boss here told me that I babbled too much, so I'm going to stop. I think I've hosted about 6,500 shows on WIP. I did the math a little while ago. I have talked into these microphones for more than 25,000 hours, and that should be enough for anybody. So I'm going to just wrap by saying, and I'm going to get choked up. It has been my privilege for 31 and a half years to spend this time with you. We all need to know when it's time to leave the stage, and for me, that is going to be this July. So I love you, and I thank you. So you guys got to talk because I got nothing left.
Ray, do you want to go first? Why don't I go first?
Go right ahead.
Sure. That was beautiful, Glenn. And I want to say quickly, because we'll be able to do this again once your retirement is official, I had not given doing radio any thought at all until you reached out to me once Ray's retirement became public. And I just want to say, and I'll be brief because I imagine more people want to hear from Ray than want to hear from me right now. It was an honor to be asked. And the last 2 years in working with you and experiencing your guidance in showing me the ropes in this business have been wonderful. And it's opened me up to a side of media, a side of this city and this market and its sports fans that I have come to appreciate and love in a very brief time. And we were friendly when we started this, but I can say that we've become friends very quickly since, and I appreciate that more than you know. So thank you for that. I'm looking forward to the next couple of months, and I have nothing but optimism and good thoughts for you in whatever life is going to provide to you once you are finished here.
Well, you became good at this immediately, and when Ray said he was going to retire, I kind of went into panic mode. Like, there's what am I going to do? How am I going to find somebody who can even approximate that? And you and I knew each other obviously through being in press boxes and so on. And what I appreciate from WIP is that management said to me, you figure out who you want to work with and we'll try to make that happen. Mm-hmm. And they really gave me the opportunity to continue the show as I wanted. And I knew you were going to be the guy. And you're great at this and you're getting better and you'll be terrific at it. So, well,
and one thing just before Ray goes, I want to make it clear that I have every intention of continuing to co-host or host this show from 10 to 1 every Saturday. And I have every intention of maintaining the kind of content and tone and humor and intelligence that you two guys established at this time of day in this on this station in this period every Saturday. And if I have anything to say about that, that tradition will continue.
Appreciate that.
Oh, thanks, Mike. That was very well said. Glenn, that was, yeah, that really was lovely. And I thought that you got through it. I thought you were going to be, I thought.
You know what? Here's the thing. When you and I discussed your retirement as it was coming up, and you know, you actually thought like, I'll just tell people the day I'm leaving, I'll walk out of here. And I said, right, you can't do that. And what I remember is the day you announced it, you were pretty good, handled it level. Your last show, you got verklempt. I imagine on July 13th, I will follow your example of getting choked up.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. Mm. And if you didn't, then it would suggest that something was missing over for 22 years. If you don't just walk away from something and just sort of shrug your shoulders and say, okay, on to the next thing. If that's all it is, then, you know, then there was something wrong. That's not the case. I mean, you have done great work here. And I was fortunate enough to share this studio with you for 21 years. What you taught me was what I went through in 2022 when I retired. I just thought that I didn't see the bigger picture. You did. And I give you credit for that. When I said I was going to retire, I was planning on just retiring. I was planning on just saying, well, this is my last show. This was great. Goodbye. And you said, no, you can't do that. Because what we've built up here over the course of 20 years is we've developed and built up what amounts to an extended family of not just listeners, but friends who we've never met, but have listened to all of our stories and, you know, all the personal stuff that we talk about. I didn't realize it till you said it. And then I certainly didn't realize it in full until the letters and the cards started pouring in, which I got more than 500 letters and cards when I retired. And I tried to answer them all. I hope I did. I think I did. But what I learned through that was exactly what you said, is that we've become part of these people's lives. We're in the car with them when they're driving their kids to Little League. We're in their ear when they're mowing the grass. We're in their ear when they're up on the ladder painting the house. I mean, they've lived these 20 years with us, all the highs, all the lows of all the Philadelphia sports teams and all the things that have happened in society, which we were not afraid to discuss. And we've come to a lovely understanding and friendship, you, me, and all of those people. So I knew that this was coming. You had told me a while ago that you felt you were at this point, and I know that you've got a lot of other things going on in your life now. The acting thing has become very real for you.
It's fun. I love it. I really love it.
I mean, it's something that you just sort of tried a couple years ago and found you really liked it. I can tell you, from having come and seen you on stage, you're actually very good at it. And I think that
that with a hint of surprise in your voice.
No, that's well, okay. I didn't start doing it until I was in my late 50s. So I get that you know, what the hell?
If you had told me 5 years ago that someday you were going to see me sing and dance on the stage. I don't think I would have believed it, but now having seen it, I commend you for your courage at attempting it, and tell you you're really good at it. And I know you're going to get very involved and continue to be more so and moving forward, and I think that's great. But for the 21 years I worked with you, it was just a delight. I'm very happy with my retirement, but I'd be less than honest if I didn't say that I missed this gig on Saturday. Sometimes I feel like I should be coming down here when I'm still sitting in bed, but that's okay. But it's been great. And
Mike will take you.
You have made
anytime, right? You want to,
you know, you've made, hey, listen, you've made your mark here. And I think you, like we've talked about this. I think we're really proud of what all of us from the startup kind of built WIP into. We feel really good about what this station has become from where it was and what it's given to the city and the sports community here, which is a great one. And I've been proud to be a part of it, and I've been proud to be your partner. So congratulations, and you know, I know you got a couple more months to go. You'll have a few more hours behind the microphone, but you've certainly made the most of the ones so far.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, not surprisingly, our caller board is full of people who want to wish Glenn well. Right. So
we've got to get Ray's sleepers before the hour ends.
All right. So
I'll take some praise.
Okay.
Why not?
We'll take a call or two. We'll get Ray's sleepers. We've got a minute or two before the break. So Dave from Bensalem, what would you like to say to Glenn?
Hey, guys. How are you? Glenn, I love you so much, man. It's a sad day for me, but a happy day for you. Enjoy your life.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for everything you've done for me. Between everybody, working with Ray, working with the Cuz, working with Jody, working with Mike. You guys have just given me so much entertainment in my life, and I can never thank you enough, man.
You're very kind. Thank you so much.
One of the greatest features you ever did during the pandemic was Tell Us Your Story. That was phenomenal radio, man. I love you, brother. Best of luck in the future, and I'll miss you always.
Dave, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And yeah, Ray, you and I, the pandemic's obviously not ending as quick as we thought, right? It starts, we thought, a week or two, everybody be back, and then we realize, like, this is the long haul. There's no sports. We can't just do, you know, forever, what was your favorite moment of this? We got to come up, and we ended up stumbling upon Tell Us Your Story, long-form interviews, and it is one of the things over all these years I'm most proud of.
Yeah, and, you know, your idea. I mean, you were the one, I mean, we were both thrashing around saying, how are we, if this thing continues on, what are we going to talk about? And you called me at home one day and said, I have an idea. What do you think of this? And tell us your story. And I said, well, let's give it a try. And it turned out to be better than either of us could have hoped. I mean, we did 108 of those, 108 of them, and they were really good. They were really, really good. Do you have one favorite?
Oh, gosh. not at the moment. Tell me. I mean, they're a great moment. Larry Anderson talking about his dad, who got killed in a plane crash, was very emotional. There are moments that I really remember. I don't know that there was one that was the one.
Yeah, I think my
I really like Gene Steratore talking about the Super Bowl and how he knew the Philly special was coming and kept it quiet.
Yep. The Gene Steratore interview was really good. I think the one that I'll always remember the longest was the Bobby Clark one, because it was a side of Bobby Clark I had known Bobby Clark since he came here as a rookie in 1969, interviewed him many times and never found him to be a particularly good interview, never found him to be certainly an insightful or open interview. And we got him on here and he took us back to Flin Flon, Manitoba and walked the whole way to Philadelphia.
And you know what's the amazing thing about that, Mike? So Bobby Clark, yes, Ray's right. He opened up in a way that you never heard Bobby Clark open up. We record for like 10, 15 minutes, and then we hear from our producer, oh, it stopped recording.
Oh, no!
And it's like, Bobby, we're really sorry. Like, could we start again? And we're thinking he's going to say, like, go bounce in. And he says, sure. And he was better the second time.
He was really good. That's one I'll always remember, but they were all... I mean, Jay Wright, Dick Vermeil, Mike Ruzioni, all so good. That was really great.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, look, we have a lot of callers, a lot of people who want to wish Glenn well and share memories, and we're coming up to a break in about 2 minutes. So, Ray, we do want to squeeze this in, just your draft sleepers. I know there are listeners out there who want to share their thoughts about Glenn, but we want to get this in so that we can devote the time and energy that Glenn deserves. So, Ray, if you can share that with us, and then we'll hit the break, and then when we come back, anyone who wants to share with Glenn their memories, their thoughts, their praise, tell him he's an idiot, whatever the case may be,
that's fine.
We're happy to have you. So, Ray, fire away.
Okay, I'll do this real quick. Most of you have been listening to the radio station know that I've been doing draft sleepers for years. I've hit on some good ones. Jason Peters, Jason Taylor, Pat Tillman, Darren Sproles, Teddy Bruschi, Jordy Nelson were all sleepers of mine. They came to the NFL and did pretty well. So I will give you my five sleepers this year. My number one is a pass rusher from Utah named Jonah Ellis. He's one of the Ellis family. His father, Luther, played 10 years in the league. Christian Ellis played for the Eagles last year. Noah Ellis is currently on the Eagles roster. And Jonah is really a good player, and I think he's going to probably, because of his size, he's probably going to slip a little bit in the draft, but he's a good pass rusher and has the thing that I love the most and jumps off the tape with me is tremendous effort, just great effort, high-energy player. Love this guy. Jonah Ellis is sleeper number one. Number two is a slot receiver, which is someone the Eagles could probably use. Malik Washington, 5'8", 190, finished his career at Virginia, but started his career at Northwestern. Just your classic slot receiver, always open, catches all the balls, shifty, explosive, really good in and out of his breaks. It looks NFL-ready as a slot receiver this year. Will probably go sometime day two and will help whatever team he goes to. Mason McCormick is an offensive lineman, can play guard, can play any of the offensive line positions, really. 6'4", 3'10", from South Dakota State. 4-year starter, played over 3,300 snaps in college, 57 straight starts, absolute iron man. I know South Dakota State's a small program, but the guy has great tools. And I think if he would come to Philadelphia and get under Jeff Stoutland, he's got some things, some edges he could smooth out. But I think in a couple of years, you'd have yourself a fine starter. Number four, I always pick a guy from Kansas State because I have great history picking guys from Kansas State. So I'm going back to K-State again this year for Ben Sinnott, a tight end, 6'3", 250 pounds, really good player. Actually was recruited as a hockey player out of high school, walked on at Kansas State, made the football team, can line up in multiple spots, can be a tight end, can be a fullback, can be a flex tight end. He can do a lot of different things, catches everything, and plays, again, really hard, good solid blocker. Like him a lot. And this one is probably the sleeper of all sleepers. His name is Quantez Stiggers. Never played college football.
Ooh.
Never played college football. Came out and went and played in the Arena League for a couple years. Then went to a CFL tryout and made the Toronto Argonauts. Played for the Toronto Argonauts last year. Was CFL Rookie of the Year. Came down and played where I first saw him was in the East-West Shrine game. Very impressive corner, 5'11", 4.47 speed. Might not even get drafted at all, but here's what I like about him, Glenn. If you think about a guy who's a cornerback and a good cornerback in the CFL,
yeah,
if he can play corner on that wide field,
yeah,
in
yeah.
that extra wide field in the CFL, you can really see if a guy can run or not.
Yeah.
This guy was the rookie of the year there last year, and not afraid to tackle. He's a guy that may not even be drafted. He may just go through the whole draft unselected. But Quantez Stiggers is my sleeper number five.
What round is Quantez Stiggers going to go?
I would say he's probably – I think I see him as being very much like a Jordan Mailata.
Yes.
Like a real sort of
out-in-the-woods
kind of guy.
I love it.
But I would say maybe seventh round. He may go totally undrafted, but worth a pickup.
I hope the Eagles draft him just so I can write about him. It sounds like he has an incredible story.
Yep. He does.
All right. Well, listen, we will be taking your calls in the aftermath of the big news here in the show that Glenn is going to be retiring. He's got a couple more months of partnering with me and with Jody McDonald on Sundays before July rolls around and his final show rolls around. So we are, of course, happy to take your calls and share your memories of Glenn's time at WIP at 215-592-9494 with the newly retiring Glenn Mack.